Blog Talk Radio.
To thank everyone that called in or everyone that's listening to us online. We're looking to have a good show tonight. We're going to be talking about PYCs. And I know I had a couple of people that text me and inboxed me and asked me, what is a PYC? What is a PYC? And a PYC is someone that's pretty young and Christian. Mm-hmm. That is someone that is comfortable in who they are, someone that is striving to be comfortable in who they are, as well as they're young, growing up in Christ, mm-hmm. trying to live a life that's pleasing to God, and that's confessing to be a Christian, someone that's confessing to believe in Jesus Christ and that he rose from the dead on the third day. So, you know, I'm looking to have a good time tonight, and I know my sister is.
Yes, I am. My name is Elizabeth, and I'm here with Shaquilla, and I just want to take a moment to thank Bishop Poole for allowing us space to come on and blog talk with you all tonight. He's usually on Thursday nights at 7 p.m., so we appreciate Bishop Poole giving us space tonight.
All righty. So we want to go in for a second with a short prayer. Father God, the creator of all things, the healer, the redeemer, we ask, God, that you get the glory out of this message on tonight, God, that we show great love and passion for you, and that we be an example for you on tonight, Father God, that someone will hear your word and they will be open to loving you and calling on you and being better and being more of a Christian for you and impacting the kingdom of God. And we ask all these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So as Shaquilla was giving us our little description about what being a PYC is, pretty young and Christian, our scripture tonight, we're going to take our focus from Romans 12, the first and the second verses, and it reads, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And when we're talking about being pretty, young, and Christian, you have to present yourself and your body and your being holy and acceptable unto God, because you're no longer representing the world. You're representing God. You're representing Christ. So that means that your physical appearance is going to change. That means your inner appearance is going to change. Your speaking is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
What you used to do, you shouldn't do anymore, because now you've crossed over into Christianity. So you have to present yourself holy and acceptable unto God. And it says, which is your reasonable service, meaning that, you know, hey, you're a Christian now, so it's reasonable.
It's your job.
It's your job. It's your duty to present yourself this way. And it says, be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. We are in the world, but we are not of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to renew our mind. We have to transform our way of thinking. We have to get in the Word so that we can present ourselves and be holy.
Yeah, that's so true. And me and Elizabeth went back and forth about the message that we wanted to talk about on tonight, and what it exactly, how do we want it to be portrayed being a PYC, because I think we both are PYCs in our own right, and we love the Lord. And but we was having a really good conversation. I want to let Elizabeth talk a little more about the conversation that we had, so that we can open up that dialogue about, you know, presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice and loving our bodies and loving who God created us to be.
Yes, I know when I spoke with Shaquila earlier this week, we were talking, we were having a conversation, and we were like, well, what are we going to title this subject for tonight? And we came up with, you know, PYC, Pretty Young and Christian, because it is our hope, whenever we blog talk, it is our hope that we open up constructive dialogue within the body of Christ. And being pretty and being young and being saved, that's something that I know we've had discussions before. How do you be young and saved and still live life
to its fullest? Yeah.
So earlier this week, we were discussing, and I went to her and I said, well, you know, Shaquila, I'm really not, I'm feeling not, I didn't feel beautiful. Let's just start there. I didn't feel beautiful because, you know, just in life, period, when you go into different phases of life, you know, some are not all the same sizes. And right now, you know, hey, I can say it. I'm going through this weight loss challenge, you know, going through this weight loss battle. While I do love being full figure, I just want to, you know, shape up the figure. And I was just having a day, and I was just really feeling, you know, not worthy. I was not feeling beautiful. And I told my sister, I said, you know, Shaquila, I'm not pretty. I'm not focused. I don't want anybody to see me. I mean, you know, I'm just having one of those days. And I just wanted to point out, when I was thinking about earlier what we're going to talk about tonight, although we are saved, we are still human.
Yeah.
I think a lot of times there's a perception, a misperception that just because you're saved, you have to be put together all the time, that you don't have,
you know, bad days, off days.
And that you don't worry. You don't have worries and, you know, doubt and stuff that come upon you. Mm-hmm. They might not linger there, but they come upon you. So I was having one of those days where it had come upon me. And she was speaking to me, and she was saying, you know, she was encouraging me and letting me know that, you know, it's just a mindset, a state of mind, and helping me to renew my mind.
Yes, and the one thing I love about what Elizabeth did was the Bible tells us, don't forget to assemble ourselves together. And he said, take good godly counsel. And she was like, you know, I'm going to get with my girl, and we're going to talk about this thing, and we're just going to get it out of my head. Because what I realized is when we have those off days or those days that we just don't want to be bothered, or we don't feel good enough, or we don't feel like we're operating in the calling of God because of maybe it's physical, outer appearance, maybe we just had an argument with somebody, maybe we just went through something that was just so devastating to us, and right now we're at our lowest common denominator.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you know, people get by themselves, close off. They don't say, okay, well, let me get with my sister and let me get with my brother in Christ and let, you know, they PYC, so, you know, I'm a PYC, let's get together and let's really talk about this. Let me get this out of my head so that the devil will not play with my mind
mm-hmm.
or make me feel less than what God has created me to be. So I really love that about her, because so many times we run from, you know, showing someone who we really are. And I think when we can be transparent and say, listen, I just really told somebody off, or not that I told them, I meant to tell them off. You know, I was just having a bad day. It was an off day. I didn't feel like being bothered right now. You know, my head was hurting or my body was hurting. And, you know, they just said something. I was just on edge, and I said something that I shouldn't have. And, you know, man, I feel bad about it. What can I do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think at that moment we're being honest about who we are,
mm-hmm.
about who we serve, because the Bible said that we can get with one another and discuss our problems and our situations and stuff. And we don't have to always seem like we're put together.
Right.
And as she began to talk about, you know, about how she may feel about how she look or her weight and stuff like that, the one thing that God had reminded me was like, you know, Shaquila, you were there at that point where you were down and out and you needed someone to talk to, and you talked to your brothers and sisters. But also remember, you talked to me. And the Lord was letting me know that whenever, as a PYC, whenever we're saying, God, I don't feel like this or I don't feel like that, and God said, I created you, and everything I created was good, it's like we're telling God what you created was not good, that at that moment in time, I just don't feel up to par. And I believe if we really seek God and we pray and intercede, that God will give us comforting words too. I mean, to some people he said, you know, I love you. I love hearing testimony when they say, you know, I heard a word from the Lord, and it was just a simple word that said, I just love you and I appreciate you, and, you know, go forth and do all that I've called you to do. That inspires me, because I know my God hears, and not only that, that he is there for us.
Mm-hmm.
And as PYCs, let's be truthful, we need to know that God is there for us.
That's so true. You know, and it reminds me of in Philippians, where it says in chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, be careful for nothing, but
mm-hmm.
in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And, you know, that means go to God with anything.
Yes.
When you're feeling this doubt, and when you're feeling, you know, despair, or if you're just having those moments of weakness, or, you know, you're not feeling like you're up to par, you go to God. Because after she and I talked, as she done know, you know, on my way back home, I just started praying. I said, Lord, you know, I'm feeling some type of way about about me. I mean, you know, that's how me and God talk anyway. I say, God, I'm feeling some type of way about, you know, how I look at this point in time. Help me, you know. And he threw me to Philippians 4:8, when it says, think on these things, whatsoever things are
true,
whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So you have to keep your mind
mm-hmm.
focused on those things.
You better preach that.
But it's true. You have to keep your mind focused on those true and good things.
But the thing is, Elizabeth,
mm-hmm.
is, man, it'd be hard.
Yes, it does.
as a PYC or just as a Christian at times, it'd be hard sometimes trying to stay motivated and trying to stay, you know, encouraged that to go on and fight the good fight of faith and all this stuff. Even Paul say, I count, there's a thorn in my side. There is something that keeps nagging at me, something that keeps beating me down. And even though it is hard, God always gives us an escape out of those situations.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you said it's hard. I mean, I'm not sitting up here saying it's easy.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, I can quote the scriptures and all this, but it is not easy because even though I rode home and I was praying and I was trying to think on these things, it was a long night last night. It really was. And I'm being very serious.
Yeah.
I think, you know, transparency, I'm being very serious. It's hard, but, you know, but what makes it better is that joy comes in the morning.
Yeah.
So even though I
always feel like that.
That's right. Even though I may have been feeling like that last night, I don't feel like that today because I renewed my mind. I you know, I got down and I said my prayer and I got in my word and I read and I talked to God, and God has a way. The Holy Spirit has a way of easing it for me and making it easy and being a comforter and saying, "You know what, Elizabeth, I made you."
Yeah.
I made you this way. No matter what you may look, someone else may see you and say, "Hey, that's beauty right there.
That's beauty. That's gorgeous.
That's it right there. You know, that's day one. Is that what they say? That's day one." They look at you and say, "That's day one." So, but you know, but it's all about still being focused on Christ and knowing, you know, that you're still made in his image, and you still have to present yourself holy and acceptable
unto Christ. And as we were talking, I was, you know, the Lord brought to back to my remembrance James, the first chapter, verse 2, starting at verse 2. And it talks about working that character. And I think a lot of times when we go through things like this and we can openly talk about them and overcome them, it works a character in us, and that lets the enemy know that he can't come at us about our weight anymore, or he can't come at us about the way that we dress, or about the way that we love God, or about, I mean, I've even had people come to me and say, "You praise God too loud," or "You wave your hand too much," or somebody say, "You smile too much." Oh my gosh, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength.
And listen, not to cut you off, but when I hear Shaquila praise, I know she is in the building. Okay, I know God is in. All I hear is that, "Thank you, Jesus." I said, "That's Shaquila right there." And but you're right. Go ahead.
Yeah, James, the first chapter, starting at verse 2, it says, "My brother, count it all joy." That'd be the part right there. "Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience." And that's one thing, oh my gosh, that I had to really work on is being patient. As a PYC, you don't want to be patient. You want everything microwavable. Someone older told me the worst thing they could ever make for our generation is a microwave, because y'all think everything happens immediately. So it produces patience, meaning our trials, those things that we don't want nobody to know about, that's in our heart, those secret things, those are trials that we have to overcome. And when we overcome, they in the process, it produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, meaning let patience do what it's supposed to do. Calm you down. Calm your nerves.
Yeah.
Make you breathe deep. Make you step back. Make you pray more. Make you talk more with your fellow brothers and sisters. It even makes you serve better when you got patience, because when you're going through something and someone say, "Hey, you know what, I need for you to come read the scripture at church," you go through that Bible like it's nobody's business to find a good scripture to read to encourage the people of God, because you want to be encouraged yourself. So it says, "But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing," meaning that let patience do what it's supposed to do so God can step in and complete that good work in you, complete that, you know, that trial, that the giving you the strength to overcome that trial so that you can lack nothing. And when you lack nothing, you have confidence in who you are.
Have confidence.
you're able to walk into a room. If they tell you praise God too loud, you will still say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, God, you are so good to me. Mm-hmm. And if anybody know me, I will start singing Jesus on the main line in a second.
She will.
And because when I'm there, I'm lacking nothing. When I'm in the presence of God, I'm lacking nothing. And verse 5, it said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting.
No doubt.
You can't even doubt yourself. When you're saying, God, I'm having an issue with my weight, I'm having an issue with at home, I'm having an issue at church, I feel like I'm misunderstood, I feel like what I've said have been taken out of context, and I need your wisdom. I need for you to talk to me, but I'm asking you, believing that you are going to give me an answer. Mm-hmm. I tell the Lord, I believe you're going to send somebody to me with a word, or I'm going to lay down in the bed at night and I'm going to go to sleep, and you're going to send your angels to minister to my heart, that when I get up in the morning, or even before I go to bed, that mm-hmm. you're going to send something. Maybe it might be a television or something that pops up on the screen on my computer that encouraged me to go on. It said, but let him act in faith, no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven and tossed by the winds. And I think as PYC, sometimes we doubt ourselves.
Yeah.
A lot of times we doubt ourselves.
Yeah, and we have to have that confidence. What our sister was just saying about confidence. In Proverbs 23, it says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. If I'm thinking in my heart that, you know, I'm not worthy, or I speak, you know, incorrectly, or, you know, I'm too big, or whatever the case is,
yeah.
I'm going to show in my appearance, I'm going to show that, you know, I'm going to be shy. I'm going to not serve God in fullness. I'm
mm-hmm.
going to you know, be awkward and want to hide in the background. But if I think in my heart and profess with my mouth and say, hey, look, I'm beautiful. Or, you know, I'm confident in my speech.
Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty.
Yeah.
And I'm young. and I'm serving God. I mean, it shows that it exudes from you. And that's what people see. And that's how we have to do in our mind. You know, it all comes from the mind. The devil wants to steal, kill, and destroy and take hold of your mind. And if he can get that, then he can get you to go the wrong way and be depressed and all of this stuff. But if you keep your mind stayed on Jesus, and like it says in Philippians, if you keep your mind thinking of these good things,
yes.
then you can overcome that. So that on those days that you might feel, you know, a little off, or, you know, you might be a little, oh my goodness, you know, apprehensive or something like that, you just
yes.
start thinking that, hey, look, God made me. He's giving me the confidence. I'm going to do this. I'm going to walk this walk.
And not only that, I'm a PYC child. I'm a PYC. When I walk in the building, the PYC has showed
in the building. It is in the building. Well, we appreciate everyone calling in. It looks like we have some callers, so we're going to open up the floor. We're going to open up the floor to your questions and your comments tonight concerning the subject. If you have anything you want to share, you know, getting it out and talking, I find, for me, talking about it, it helps you get it out. It helps you sort it out.
Yeah.
When you get that sound and that godly counsel, someone who, you know, can that you can talk with or just be your sounding board, you're able to move on quicker. Because if you keep it inside, then you're stewing about it, then you're like,
yeah.
oh, maybe I am, maybe I'm not. And it could be 2, 3, 4 days, and you're still thinking about the same thing. But go ahead and get it out and talk about it. So we're here tonight for your questions and your comments on the subject. So if you want to speak with us, just go ahead and press 1, and we'll take your call concerning this topic.
All right. I'm just really glad about the topic tonight because it's near and dear to my heart. And I always want to see myself as well as my fellow brethren
mm-hmm.
exceed in the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it to ever be said, man, I can't do this. This is too hard. I mean, I have a good time just loving on God. I go bowling. I go to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends that I hang out with. They know that I might not drink. I definitely don't smoke. There are certain things that I don't do. And they respect me, and I respect them. And, you know, I make sure that they see the love of God in me. Mm-hmm. I try to make sure. Mm-hmm. Let me rephrase it. I try to make sure that they see the love of God in me. And that even if I slip up or if I'm having a moment where I just feel unworthy, I say, you know what? This is what I'm going through. And this is real.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a game. This is so real. This is what's in my heart. You know, I took, somebody was on Facebook and they was posting some things. And I told them, I said, your life, it's real. This is no game. Our lives are real, and God is real. And I don't ever want to miss the opportunity telling somebody that God loves them or them seeing the joy of the Lord. And even when they don't see the joy of the Lord in me, I go to, look, pray for me because the sister needs some help.
Yes, and you know, we talk a lot about prayer and having that prayer life and that connection to God, and that's an important thing when you're walking this Christian life, especially when you're young, walking this Christian life, because there is so much temptation out there.
You can say that again.
There is so much temptation. There is so much temptation.
I hear you tuning up to preach
out there that you have to be tuned in to. You have to have that line with God. So that when the temptation comes up, and you have to be in your word, so that when the temptation comes up, you can say, hey, no, I'm pretty young and Christian.
Yes.
You know, I'm not a pretty young thing. I'm a pretty young and Christian. So that I have to distinguish. I have to set myself apart to be in the world, but not of the world.
And I think, too, a lot of times when people quote that scripture, I'm not of the world, you know, I'm here, but I'm saved by grace and mercy. And that's true. But I think we also need to remember that we need to show the love of God so that we can lead others to Christ.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times, like last night I was at a service, and one of my sisters, I love her very dearly, and I won't call her name over the air, but I love her very dearly. But she was walking around, and she looked so mad. She looked so sad. And she came, I said, listen, why you got that sad face on your, why you look like that? And she was like ushering. She had on her usher tights. She looked good, too, but her face was just like, ugh. And I said, why do you look like that? And she was like, oh, that's my serious face. I said, well, you need to get another face. And she laughed and she smiled. And what I realized is sometimes we're not even aware of how we're acting. And sometimes we take on the characteristics of others.
Mm-hmm.
And as a PYC, as a pretty young Christian, we look up to our elders.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes our elders are right in their actions, and sometimes they are wrong. Mm-hmm. And you know, and we take on their characteristics because we're saying that's how God looks, and that's what, and I've been taught this way, and you know, your skirt's supposed to hit the flow, and I believe in your skirts being knee length or longer and stuff because you don't want, you know, like our mother always tells us, you don't want to bend over and show you your business to the world. And I think sometimes we take on traditional things that a lot of times are not biblical based. And they're just man-based. They say this is what it is, and we follow that leader, and we follow that missionary or that elder, whatever, because we want to be in right standard. But I think it's so important for us as PYCs to study, really, really, really study the Word of God and to know what God says about who we are and stuff, as well as take advice from our elders, because the Bible said that they're supposed to teach us. And we don't want to disregard what they're saying to us or make it seem as if their opinion or their factual tried tests are not being taken into accountability when they're telling us something.
Right.
But we have to be open to correction.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Help us.
You got to be open to correction.
We have to be open because the Bible says he chastised who he loved.
Yes, he does.
And I remember when I really caught hold to that saying, I was like, Lord, you loving on me right now. I don't like it, but you love it on me right now. And I know I need this right now because maybe I was arrogant, maybe I was a liar, maybe I was a cheater, maybe I was a homemonger, whatever it was that I was doing was just so out of order. And God is saying, listen, girl, I need for you to get this together. So I'm going to send somebody that's going to tell you about you.
And that's so true. We have to be open to correction because we don't know it all. I mean, yeah. And not to say that the older ones know it all because they don't know it all either, but they have more experience. They have more wisdom. So as the pretty young Christians, you know, when the pretty older Christians
come the POC.
Come and you know, say, well, baby, you know, that's a nice little dress you got on, but you need to go get a little bit, you know, a little bit. It can't be, well, she does, you know, she don't want me to wear my, but if I can see, you know, the color of certain things under that dress, then that's just a little too short, so you need to be corrected. But as I love that we're able to talk about this tonight because, it, you know, it has to be said. And it was something, Shaquila, you said earlier how you go bowling. I wanted to touch on that because there's a misconception that when you are pretty young and Christian, you can't do certain things and you can't have fun.
Yeah.
And I don't know where that came from because I'm going to go to the bowling alley and bowl. And I really can't bowl, but I'm saying I'm going to go to the bowling alley and sit up there with the bowlers, and I'm going to go to the movies and watch my movie. You know what I mean? Because I don't recall, and correct me if I'm wrong, that it says that you can't have fun as a Christian.
But I think, sometimes it's the definition of what we call fun.
Mm, that's true.
Because I have a huge family, and I love hanging out with my family.
Mm-hmm.
I be like, man, my family, and I get kind of sad when I miss an event, like I was out of town, they had something, and, you know, that's fun to me.
Mm-hmm.
Or going to the movies, or, you know, talking with my sister-in-laws or whatever, you know, that's fun to me. But sometimes people think that fun is clubbing or drinking, smoking weed, or doing things that are harmful to the body.
Right.
Because those things can tear down, whether it be your liver, whether it be your lungs. I mean, I've had people in my family that have died from cancer. My grandfather, he died from cancer and different things of that nature because of a long, you know, life of chain smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very sad place to be in, that you consider something that is fun as tearing down your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if there is something that is uplifting me and giving me encouragement and that's not physically harming me or mentally harming me, that's fine to me because I am in the right state of mind to enjoy it.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
And, you know, and that's why I wanted to touch on that a little bit with that because, you know, being our topic of tonight, because for me, I like to go on a road trip.
Oh, does she? Oh, my God.
You know,
turnaround trips, too, y'all.
Let's just get in the car and just go. And that's
let's
fun.
Pray in the sea for her.
And that's fun to me. And we'll laugh the whole way. You know, we put in our music and, you know, hey, listen to our CDs and go and have a good time and go hang out at
the
beach.
I be on the phone.
You surely do. But that's fun to me. And it's nothing that says that we, hey, and we still being Christian.
Yeah.
I have not lost my Christianity on the road. You know, I ain't lost my Christianity saying hey to the young man who was kind of cute at the toll booth, but I'm just saying. I still have my Christianity. It ain't go out.
Because we're human.
That's right.
We live on this earth every day. And I'm like, God, if you wake me up in the morning and I get the opportunity just a second to show somebody that God loves you.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, and I get to do something that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Whether, and, you know, I was thinking about this. I was like, you know, I'll be at prayer. Sometimes it be a group of us. Sometimes it be one of us. But I see that, and that brings me so much joy because I get in there. And I go in. I be like, now, Lord, this happened, and Lord, that happened. And God, and this happened, and that happened. And in my head, I already know he know what happened.
Right.
I just want him. It's, you know, it's like your parents. You know how you go tell your parents, and they already know you done hit your brother. You done did something you had no business doing. But you go and tell them anyway. Mm-hmm. And stuff. And you know, that brings me joy. Seeing my family brings me joy. Right. Seeing other people, you know, bask in God's glory brings me joy. And I'd be so excited that during the day, even when I'm at work, I'd be like, woo, thank you, Jesus! Because fun is what it is. And, you know, those definitions of fun changes, especially when you become a PYC.
That's
it changes.
Correct. That's correct. Because you may have your definition of fun before you got saved and repented and came to the Lord. It could have been going to drink on the beach.
I'll go watch the shoe models. For all those that don't know, a shoe model is a stripper.
That could have been definition of fun. But, you know, then, but now that you have come over to the PYC side, you don't walk on the beach without drinking.
Yeah.
I don't love going to the beach because I can't swim, but I'm saying.
I love going to the beach.
But I'm saying I can go to the beach and not have to drink and sit out there at the beach and still preserve my young, pretty Christianity self.
And you meet a lot of good people out there.
You do meet a lot of people.
Man, them people be riding on them bicycles and, you know, they be doing all kind of stuff. And if you just stop and talk to people, they are so interesting. And a lot of times people are just as interested in you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you are with them.
Right.
And I don't know, I'm a talker, though. I stop and talk to anybody.
Yeah.
I be in Walmart, I be in Michael's, I be at church.
But that's your confidence.
Oh, yeah.
That's your confidence showing. And that's you drawing others. Because they see that confidence. Say, who's this girl over here laughing? And you can say, oh, well, I'm in PYC. And that's like, what's a PYC? Hey, I'm pretty young and Christian. And that's an opening right there.
Yeah.
An opening right there to witness.
But the truth is, I wasn't always that way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I remember there was a time that I was very depressed. A time when I lost my mom. You know, there was a lot of things going through my head. I was a teenage mom. Oh, my God. So many things happened.
Right.
You know, so many things that I went through mentally and physically that lowered my self-esteem about myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until I learned how to smile and how to laugh that God really began to give me that confidence in myself. And believe it or not, every day I get up saying, God, you know what, today I'm going to be more courageous for you. And I think that's what prompted me to really start talking to people because I was very shy. I didn't want to talk to nobody. I dealt with my little crew and my middle school and my one person in my high school. And that's it. That's all. I didn't want to talk to nobody else. I didn't want to. And I did talk to a lot of other people, but it wasn't a continual conversation where we developed long-lasting friendships and different things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But I was very like, I don't want to talk to nobody. Don't look at me. No. Don't ask me to do nothing. I don't want to say nothing. I don't want to sing. And I went to school for my high school for performing arts and didn't want to sing at all.
I don't understand that.
Me either, child. But because of things that I had gone through in middle school and in high school, and that it made me feel as if I was not good enough. And it trickled over into my adulthood. It affected how I dated.
Mm-hmm.
It affected how my the opinion I thought that other people had of me. And it wasn't until I really got saved and God began to work on me, and I'm still a work in progress, that I began to smile and laugh again. And I could, you know, smell the, like they say, I can smell the flowers without crying because, you know, one of them was dying. I celebrated life and not death.
Right.
And I think when we're in a time of depression or we're in a time of you know, when we become a PYC and we feel like we're just not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been at, oh, my God, there's times people have called me and say, hey, Keila, can you come over here and preach? And can you come over here and do that? I'd be like, no, not me, no, never, no. And the Lord is saying, you know, get out there. Do what I tell you to do.
Yeah.
Spread the gospel. Tell someone that about who I am. Show them the love of God. And, you know, I'm excited about it.
I'm excited about it, too. I'm glad. Because I knew her after she was shy. I didn't know Shy Shaquilla, and I'm glad. Because I love the Shaquilla that I know now. But we want to take calls. And your questions and your comments tonight, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what you have to say and what you're thinking about tonight's topic and being pretty young and Christian. So go ahead and just press 1, and we'll tune you in, and you can talk with us tonight. We want to hear from men, too. I think we have a man or two on the line, because I want to hear what the young men.
That's it.
You could be pretty handsome. Young and Christian. See, we can throw y'all in there, man. PHYC, pretty handsome, young and Christian. We're not just talking to the women here. So, yeah, just go ahead and press 1 and share your comments and your questions with us tonight, because this topic, I think, is necessary. It's a necessary topic within the body of Christ, how to keep your Christianity and, you know, still be pretty, still be young and be handsome. And still live for Christ.
And exude with confidence.
Exude with confidence.
Exude with confidence. Because it's taking confidence right now for us to be on this
it
radio.
It surely is. Mm-hmm. It's taking confidence in prayer because, you know, I've been working 10-hour days.
Somebody pray for me.
Yeah, yes, pray that the Lord will take care of me tonight as we sit and talk with you all. So we're looking to take your questions and your comments tonight. Go ahead and press 1, and we'll speak with you tonight, and you can share your thoughts and your testimonies regarding, you know, our subject.
Yeah. I think it was a really good subject tonight, helping us to, but I, you know what I do think, Elizabeth, it makes us aware of our behaviors, our thoughts, our concerns, and how we think other people view us.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very surprising to ask somebody, say, what do you think about me? Like, really, really, what do you think about me? And be honest. But the thing is, when you ask somebody you got to be ready for the good, the bad, and the ugly. You have to be, because we really don't really understand how people view us.
Mm-hmm.
And what I realized is I view people how I think people view me.
Mm-hmm.
If you you know.
I understand what you're saying.
So I might think, oh my God, I'm a workaholic. I'm always talking, always smiling, this, that, and other. So when someone say, how do you view me? My opinion is like, oh, I think you work too much, because that's how I think in my head. Or, oh man, you enjoy life to the fullest. You always smiling. You always happy. Because I think of others as I think of myself. And that can go in a very positive way or a very negative way. But I think we should all have those friends, godly friends, as we have always said in our different talks that we have had, that can be honest with you. I remember I was having a conversation with my husband, and he was like, you know, you should tell this person. And I say, but I feel like this person should have a set of friends that can be honest with them.
Mm-hmm. I want them yes friends.
Yeah.
They just tell you anything.
Just tell you anything. Got you looking jacked up when you walk out. You be like, dude, I got lipstick on my teeth. No, girl, you look fine. And you look in the mirror, you like, really?
Standing up there in praise and worship, and your lips and your teeth are just red.
You know, or somebody said they had their bottom teeth in and all that. You know, friends.
Yes, friends.
Well, they say friends won't let friends drive drunk. So I'm a firm believer, if a friend won't let a friend drive drunk, as a PYC, we should be friends enough to be able to tell someone the good, the bad, and the ugly. But the thing is, don't ask a question if you don't want the answer to it.
That is so true. That's why maybe I don't really ask the question.
Because you don't want to know.
Because I really don't know that. But I do, because I do every now and then want to gauge where I am.
Yeah.
I want to gauge where I am, and I want to make sure that I'm not exuding negative.
Yeah.
you know, being negative and hindering someone else's walk in Christ. We talked about that in Bible study the other night. You know, are you mindful of your tone?
Yeah.
You know, of your actions, of your speaking, of your looks? Because I don't want to be, oh, yes, I'm pretty and young and Christian and got this, you know, this attitude.
Attitude.
That's not, you know, that's not exuding the love of Christ. Yeah. That's not drawing my brother in. That's not showing love.
Yeah, and it's not showing love, and most importantly, it's not showing the characteristics of Christ or the characteristics of a PYC. You know what frightens me sometimes is I've seen it a lot where we as young people get saved, and then we want to move up the Christian ladder so fast. We want to get saved on Tuesday. We're going to be the praise and worship leader on Friday. We want to be the pastor on Sunday. We want to be the bishop on Monday. We want to be the apostle on Tuesday. And, you know, God has each and every one of us on different walks of life, but with the same goal, to reach out to others as well as having salvation for our soul. To, you know, and giving and offering the gift of salvation to others by preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. He all gives us that mandate to do that, but we all do it in different ways. You know, there are some Christian rappers, there are some Christian neo-soul singers, there are praise and worship leaders. There are people that just preach the gospel. There are people that just moan the gospel. There are prayer warriors. There are intercessors. There are kings and queens that God has given, you know, degrees to that sit in high places, that God used them for his glory, for his will. But I think it still is a process. It's not something that we conquer. And that's who I was. Okay, I'm just going to conquer this. I'm going to get this, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to conquer it. And it's not, the Lord is saying, enjoy the moment. Yeah. Enjoy those times where I'm making you into your PYC. I'm enjoy, and it ain't always good moments, as we said tonight, because it's going to be times you're going to be chastised. It's going to be times that you're going to be put in order. And there's going to be a lot of times that people are going to come and say, man, you did an awesome job. God, you really allowed God to use you. And the most times that I know that God gets the glory out of me is when I'm humble. Because before I was shy, but I was arrogant. And, you know, when it's a humbling thing when the Lord has to humble you, because you go through trials and tribulations like it's nobody's business. Things happen in your life, and you're saying, I never thought that my life would be that way. I really thought that this would be something new or different for me, and God has humbled me, and God is getting the glory, because now I'm able to share with the world this testimony. I'm able to tell them how to overcome, whether it be being a teen mom or overcome dealing with parents that were on drugs or a father that was never there or a grandma that took care of all of her children and all of her grandchildren. I'm able to tell that story and tell somebody, you can make it.
Yeah.
As a PYC, you can make it. You can really make it and overcome.
That's right. We all overcome. We're not going to be in the same state always. I think that's the part of it that I cling to, and that's the part of that I keep reminding myself, just as tomorrow's going to be a new day, you're not going to be in that same state of depression or that same feeling of weakness or self-doubt always. You're going to come out of that, but you have to want to come out of that.
That's a key point.
You have to want to come out of that. And it all goes back to the renewing of your mind. You have to, you know, get that sound counsel, read your word, go to church and be around those that can help you and talk about it. I know a lot, I don't want to talk about it because it makes you look weak and, I have to talk about it. Or either I have to write about it. I have to get it out. Because the longer you let that stuff
stay in your mind,
hey,
Oh my God, you can't sleep. It controls how you eat.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, stress, mental stress
sure
has an effect on our bodies.
Yes, it does.
On our spiritual being. Because if I know that I'm mentally stressed out, I can't pray.
Yes.
Like how I'm supposed to. I don't get a clear connection with
mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm.
If I know that I am stressed out mentally, not only do I not pray the way I need to pray, but studying the Word of God becomes a challenge
yep.
for me
mm-hmm.
because I'm not really understanding what I'm reading, the these,
right.
the thous, you're more than a conqueror, because in my head I'm replaying whether
mm-hmm.
it's a bill, whether it's an emotion, whether somebody has done something to me, whether somebody has destroyed my confidence in
mm-hmm.
them through cheating or verbally abusing me. Are different things of that nature. It's very hard when you're mentally stressed out, and that affects how you eat, whether you're going to overeat, whether you're going to undereat,
mm-hmm.
whether you're going to overdrink or you're going to underdrink, whether
mm-hmm.
you're going to become an alcoholic or you're going to get addicted to smoking marijuana
mm-hmm.
or cigarettes, or maybe you're just going to get addicted to, you know, other things. There are people that are addicted to social media because they have
oh, yeah.
been going through something at home,
right.
and I can get on Facebook or get on Twitter or get on Kick or whatever, and I can forget about everything
what's
that's going
on
in
mm-hmm.
my life.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to realize, you said it so good about it. When we're expressing who ourselves, it does not make us weak
mm-mm.
in the sense of we just say nothing. But the Bible says that when we are made weak, He is made strong. So when I am expressing who I am, and I have no problem, my sister-in-law, Elizabeth, no, I said, listen, Shaquilla got a problem. I have no problem with that. I tell my husband or, you know, whoever the Lord leads me to, look, I confession is good for the soul. I got a problem. This is how I am feeling. Because at that very moment, they're able to pour into me and to strengthen me. And what I'm really saying is, God, I can't handle this by myself. God, I can't do this by myself. I don't want to do it by myself.
Yeah.
I don't want to carry these burdens by myself. You said that you was a burden bearer. You said that you would give me a garment of praise. And God, I'm just going to give it all to you right now. And I ask that you lift me up and you strengthen me. So I think on tonight we touched on a lot of different things that we can do to be PYCs, Pretty Young Christians. We talked about praying. We talked about being connected with believers. We talked about being aware of our self-esteem and being honest with ourselves, as well as gathering valuable information from people that love us. And
yes.
that are saved,
yes.
that can give us good
counsel
about
right.
ourselves
right.
and how they view us. And we have to and I think we touched on, when they give us that information, download that information, not being added to, oh, they said this about me, they said that about me, this is how they view me, but taking that information and compelling yourself into new levels. The scariest thing for me is to be in the presence of somebody that cannot be corrected.
Mm-hmm.
Because that person, the Bible says, he hates a prideful look. He hates a prideful look. That, I mean, being so prideful that I'm always right, I always got it together, everything I do is prosperous,
mm-hmm.
everything is this and everything is that, and all this
perfect.
Stuff.
The Word says ain't nobody perfect.
And nobody's perfect.
But the one.
But, yeah, that's it.
But the one.
But we have a lot of people that...
Yes.
That because of degrees
yes.
or and God knows, people, listen, I am not down talking degrees. I love people that go to school. I love people that self-educate, whatever it may be, whatever your forte is. But in the midst of all of that, being humble.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
And being teachable.
Yes, yes.
And being open to correction.
Yes.
And not downgrading other people's feelings or emotions.
Uh-huh.
About you, about themselves or whatever.
Uh-huh. Yep.
About themselves or whatever. You know, it's just, when you're in a state like that, then, you know, you can go, many people will gravitate to you and you can do greater things.
Right. And, you know, and you're right. And that's a great wrap up. And I know one thing I wanted to include in that is giving yourself rest. A lot of times.
You preach it to the choir now.
Because when we... love y'all and get off this blog talk tonight. I'm going to get some rest, Shaquita, so I can rest my mind so my mind can.
I'm going to church, child.
Okay, well, you go to church. I'm going to the bed and get some rest. Because you have, you know, it get, your body gets rejuvenated, your mind gets rejuvenated, and you can take on that walk with Christ, because this is not a sprint.
Mm-hmm.
This is a marathon.
That's it.
Okay? We have to be able to endure until the end, and you can't do that with your mind just jumbled up and on everything and stressed out over here and things of that nature. So take some time. Excuse me. Take some time to rest. To rest in the Lord and to rest your mind and to rest your body so that you can continue to be pretty and young.
Yeah,
and
make sure, I know we're wrapping up, but make sure you reach out to us on Facebook, inbox us on Facebook, tell us how you liked it, the message tonight or the previous messages. Let us know that you're listening, or tweet us. I mean, we both have tweet pages. I'm at Keela Poole.
And I am at SMOA. J, see, that's a lot of letters.
Yeah,
but I am on Twitter. But most importantly, Bishop Poole is on Thursday night.
Yes.
On Blog Talk at 7 p.m. And he comes and he brings the word. And if anybody who's on with us tonight, they know that when Bishop Poole gets on Thursday.
Yes.
It's on.
It's on.
Doctor
and the truth.
Yes. The Bishop Poole has been my pastor since I was a little girl. And I love him very much. But, yes, he's on Thursday night, so we invite you to join him there. We invite you to follow us at JCI Ministries on Facebook and the Senior Bishop Poole. He is on Facebook as well. We invite you to listen to us on our live streams on Sundays at ustream.com/gototheyouth.
As well as we have our main services on Sunday. We have Sunday school at 10 a.m. as well as our Sunday morning glory service, our main service at 11:30, Bible study Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m., and we have a very good prayer on Thursdays at 4 p.m.
Yes, yes.
And the address to the church is 2090 Northwest 26, help us Jesus,
26th Street, but it's listed on our website at www.jciministries.org. This and our listings and our church calendars on our website. And you can follow us on Facebook as well at Elisa Poole and Keela Poole. And we thank you all so very much for being with us tonight as we, you know, we just got into it. And I just laid it all out there because I am pretty and young and Christian.
And me, Tama P. YC.
Yes, yes. So we want to leave you all tonight with a little song. It was written by myself and Algie Poole, and it's letting you know that God is who he is, and he loves you, and he wants to take care of you, and he wants to be the head of your life. So thank you all, and we will be back in 2 weeks for another session on Blog Talk tonight. We love you, and good night.
Good night. Definition of love.
Thank you.